I am unlimited in loving. I am unlimited in loving. No matter who I see, no matter where I am, I love everyone. Because I love me. And since I love me, I love everyone. Now, all of us have this ability to love everyone. All of us have this ability to be in love with everyone, to think that everyone is fantastic, to think that everyone is amazing, wonderful, glorious, beyond imagination, to think that everyone is spectacular. Now, do you experience being unlimited in loving? If you experience being unlimited in loving, if you are unlimited in loving, you'll find that you're living in a very wonderful world. You're living in a very happy world. You're living in a world filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with magic. Because everything you do, everything you see, everything you are, is loving. And when everything is loving, everything is pretty wonderful. But it's just a matter of what is it that you want out of your world? What do you want out of your life? What do you want out of your everyday thinking? Do you want out of your everyday thinking a happy circumstance? Now, I look outside of my window here in the Hermitage, and I have a little feeder for the hummingbirds that come to the house. Now, for a while, that feeder was empty, and I didn't get around to filling it. And the hummingbirds would come up, and they'd stick their nose in there, and they'd say, "Haven't you got something for me today? Haven't you got something for me today?" And I didn't. I didn't take the time to go out and fill it. Well, then Anita came along, and she filled the hummingbird feeder in the monastery. And as she filled it, I looked out the window, and there were all of the hummingbirds gathered around the monastery hummingbird feeder, enjoying themselves and singing so happily and looking around and inviting all of their friends to join in this festivity, in this holiday mealtime. And they said, "Yes, it's Christmas already. It's Christmas already. We're being loved, unlimited, loved." And it was such a simple little thing, such a simple little thing. I said, Anita, if you give me a bottle of hummingbird feeder, some sugar water, I'll take it down and fill my unit down at the Hermitage. She said, "Okay." And so I forgot about it. And the next thing I know, I looked out the window, and there's my Hermitage feeder for the hummingbirds filled up. Anita is unlimited in loving. She just goes and does everything that comes to her mind to do and comes to her mind to say, "It'd be fun to do. Yes, I'll go do that. Yes, that is what it's all about. Yes, life is wonderful. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes." You and I can do the same thing in just the same simple way. It's not something fantastic. It's not something amazing. It's not something that is unusual. In fact, it's more usual than we could imagine for ourselves. It's more usual than we can ever really know that we are unlimited in loving. Just as I love to pet my cat, Jeannie jumps on my lap to be petted every time she can. Jeannie jumps on my back or my belly and my butt, and I'm laying in bed sound asleep, and she crawls over me and she kneads her way a little bit, and then she lays down and goes to sleep too. No. Do I let that bother me? Not at all. I am not disturbed by being loved by my cat. I am not disturbed by being loved by my dog. I'm not disturbed by being loved by all the people in my world because I am unlimited in my ability and in my lovingness. And I just love, 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 love. And it is so wonderful. It is so good. You too can have that same unlimited aspect in loving if you just let go and let whatever comes naturally to you be. When you are loving a person, we use that term often just for sex, but that's just a limited aspect of what loving means. Loving means to feel good about everything in your world. to feel good about all the people in your world, to feel good about all the animals in your world, to feel good about all of the circumstances in your world. Yes, no matter what those circumstances may be, just feel good about them, and you'll realize that, hey, that was good. That wasn't a problem. That wasn't something that gives me an unhappy feeling. That was good because I had unlimited loving about it. I just looked at it and said, hey, what value of goodness is in there? I so often say to all of us as we watch a video on TV or something, and I say, now what's the redeeming quality of that video? What's the redeeming quality of that CD? What's the redeeming quality of that action? What's the redeeming quality of Rex coming to me and licking my hand after I called him a number of times and he didn't come? What's the redeeming quality? Well, the redeeming quality is that whatever I do, goodness comes to me because that's all that I have in my world. Whatever I am, goodness comes to me because that's all that I am in my world. Whatever I think, goodness comes to me because I am unlimited in loving. My dogs and cats are unlimited in loving. Ellen is unlimited in loving. Sylvia is unlimited in loving. Mark is unlimited in loving. Nanita is unlimited in loving. All the people who come to campus here, all the people who visit us here at the University of Healing, they are all unlimited in loving. Because that's what they get from us. That's what they get in our attitude toward them. We look at them and we feel that they are fantastic people. We feel that they're wonderful people. We feel they are loving people under all possibilities. And when I say I am unlimited in loving, that's what I give out and that's what comes back to me. And if that's what I give out and that's what comes back to me, my life is filled with every good and beautiful thing, and I feel wonderful. Now, do you feel wonderful about everything that you do? About all the attitudes you have in your mind about yourself? About your family? About your friends? About your pets? About your life? About your business? About your world? That's why we can say there is peace on earth and it began with me. Because the only place that I know of peace is in me. And so, if I am peace in me, my world is at peace. If I am love, total love and joyous love, my world is love. If I am happy, my world is happy. But it is only happy if I am. I am unlimited in loving. You can be unlimited in loving if you want to, but it takes a decision. Because things go on around us that bug us sometimes. And when these things go on around us that bug us and we let them disturb us, then we are not unlimited in loving. We are very limited. Do you want to be unlimited? Well, if you want to be unlimited, put that cause to work in your life right now. Put that cause to work in your thinking right now. Put that cause to work in your attitude about yourself and about every single person. Can you be unconditionally loving? Unconditionally loving? With no conditions, you look at a person and you say, I love you. And the person may be the worstest type of person that you could ever have in your life. But because you look at them and you call them good and you call them your love and you love them unconditionally, then for you and everyone in your world, they are unconditional, unlimited loving. So today, let your life be filled with the joy that I enjoy of unconditional love at all times, unlimited in loving. I'm unlimited in loving, and so are you. So is my cat, so is my dog, so is Ellen, so is everyone in my world. And that's all that matters to me, and I like it that way very much. Join me in this attitude, this feeling, this emotion, this awareness of being unlimited in loving. And watch the change that takes place in your life. Happy surprises. I love you. I love you. I love you.